I always wish I could do that. I can't do that scream.
That primal scream just feels good.
I can do that, yeah.
We are back. You were wakey wakey.
Hello.
Good evening.
You were listening to Davin's Den on the break. You were listening to some of Joe's band, Race Odyssey. So the first half, we had me on the couch. We had Joe speeding through life, and and then we had gun talk.
What a perfect segment. Everything segged nicely into each other.
So it sure did. What a well-written program that was. Excellent.
Kudos to the producer.
Yes. If you'd like to call in, the number is 845-986-8804, 845-986-8804. Should we do a little, should we do a little Drunks in the News?
Yes,
please. Haven't done that in a while, right?
Yeah.
No.
A little Drunks in the News. Here we go.
Welcome to Drunks in the News.
All right. I liked this story, clearly.
No, we hate this. Rip.
Would it be the first time that's happened either?
I know. It's like, okay, yeah. Quick edit on the fly.
We call that early April of last year.
Yes. All right, so we get this Louisiana woman. She crashes her car into a fence. Could happen. Police come and give her a test to see if she's drunk. 10 days later, the woman calls the crime lab and claims that she's from the 18th Judicial Court. She says charges have been dropped and they should destroy the toxicology report.
You got to give it to her.
Yeah.
She's not bright. She's dumb as a log, but not just dumb balls alone.
Well, the only problem with this was, there was one little problem. She actually used her own cell phone.
Oopsie.
And her own email address.
Oopsie.
She was arrested for false impersonation and forgery and was booked into the East Baton Rouge prison.
She would never make it as a scammer.
No,
she doesn't know the first thing about covering her tracks.
Now, is this... These
you're talking of a Scooby-Doo. You missed it.
That sounded just like Joe.
All right, I'll play this one, though. What is that? Is there something beeping?
Something's beeping down here. Joe, is your alarm going off?
It's Joe's pacemaker.
I don't hear beeping.
You don't hear it?
I don't know. Don't worry about it. It doesn't matter. It's not affecting the show. Yeah. The house might burn down, but we'll be fine.
Wow. Yeah.
I think she had a good idea. I think it was a good idea.
It was just poorly executed.
What a ballsy move, though. Yeah. You know, that's a ballsy move.
You gotta love that.
You gotta give it that.
I respect it.
Poorly executed, but ballsy move.
Yeah, she ran off the road. She hit a fence of an elementary school and turned over.
Well, if that school had people packing guns, she wouldn't have run into it.
That's right.
She would have more than a flat tire.
Now, are these pictures of these her pictures?
Yeah, you know, it's...
Joe's in love.
No, I'm
Joe
not.
Has a new Facebook friend.
No, I'm not.
You're not.
Really? I was going to ask you guys what you thought of the pictures of her.
She's overdone, man. She's overdone. I don't know, man. She just looks very fake.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I was thinking,
you know,
too, but I didn't know
sexy.
If you guys would think that. Really? You don't think that she's sexy at all?
No.
Well, as long as we're getting the point of the story.
Well, you know... Well, listen.
But this would be a great news show.
Why would he rape her? Look at her. Yeah.
No, it's not about rape.
And there's a picture of, like, what's on her lip, man? Is that like
you know, she's got, like,
spot?
A little bit of the herp. Or
yeah,
something. It's got
yeah.
A little herp going.
She's got that spot.
But that's why she couldn't blow the cop out of it.
The funny thing is, she's got the herp lip. It's perfect time for a selfie, emphasizing my lips.
That's good. It's like she just got popped in. No, she's got them crazy eyes.
Oh, yeah.
She's nuts.
Yeah, she's nuts. She's got
she's
crazy eyes.
Out of her freaking mind.
Also, look at the
probably
bad
has a gun.
Tat in the second picture.
What?
She's got this terrible tattoo. It's just an outline of some crap. You can't even tell what it is. But
I know. It looks
it's
like,
terrible.
It's an outline of somebody she ran over.
Either.
it's just really bad line work with no distinct...
It's like the guy's
picture to it.
Yeah, those
it's so nice to listen to you hens pick her apart.
Oh, well, now.
Christ almighty. Out of all the ugly people we've shown pictures of, the borderline attractive one is where you two hens want to sink your teeth into it.
We
talk about people shoving stuff up their ass.
But
stop talking about me like that.
Somebody shoving people up their ass.
Somebody shoving people up their ass? Really? Is that how you smuggle your Mexicans in across the border, Joe? Hop on in.
Why is there a sombrero coming out of your asshole?
I have three illegals up my ass right now.
Guys, the reason why is she goes out of her way to make herself hot.
She didn't
she's
do
hot,
that.
Yeah, and she's not hot.
No, that's why you have to go out of the way. Trolls don't know better.
Chuck or Tom wants to know, how did Trunks of the News turn into Hot or Not?
Thank you, Tom. The voice of reason.
Now, wait a minute. Now,
she's okay.
This news story is reported online in font 8, which is like tiny.
Because it's mail.com.
And then there's the
it's
giant
salacious.
Pictures. Yeah, and then there's giant
pictures.
She doesn't
pictures. Look bad in all of them.
No, she doesn't. No, well, the herp lip is bothering
yeah,
me.
Yeah, the herp lips, it might be a deal breaker.
And
she's doing a pouty, sexy look with a herpes sore
on
it.
No, not in that one. No, there's no herp on that one.
I mean, it's like showing her ass with a hemorrhoid sticking out. You
so
know?
So she should not shave her vagina, Joe, is what you're saying. She should keep it covered. Keep the bush covered so nobody sees. Well, she's doing you a public service. Be respectful. She's letting you know you can make out with me because I'm in the mood.
But I don't
but
want
you
it
might
because
come
there's a herpes sore on
the
lip.
She's advertising. She's saying, you're welcome.
I have a cat for you. check now this picture. Oh. There's one picture that she looks good in.
I would pounce on her in that picture.
Yeah, there's this one picture.
Really?
She's got a sexy look, and she's on this like cheetah print bedspread.
And there's
or
no
whatever.
Herp lip. There's no herp lip.
You two fuckers are a catch. What you two? When do we rip apart people based on their looks on this show?
But how many selfies have you seen on my page?
Just of cats.
Yeah. Yes, that's right.
You don't see me trying to look sexy on my.
I've seen you in that dress. I've seen you in Rotgut parading around, sashaying your ass around in that muumuu.
That's not his most seductive
dress. Good
at
it too.
And she thinks she looks good too.
I look damn good. The
does.
One we did the show last year, that was a good dress.
2 years ago.
No, hey, it was last year.
2012. May. Oh, May. The one that nobody attended.
Hey, Joe, here's this big bowl of cream. Would you like to lap some
that
up,
that wasn't
too?
The point of this story.
No, it totally wasn't.
Bunch of predators you are.
Yeah, it turned into Joe and me going, I'd do her. I wouldn't do her.
Why don't you two ladies go and get, like, a facial and a massage? Maybe get your nails done, and you guys will be okay.
My nails are sharp
like
enough, thank you.
She's gussied up for Halloween in this.
She's gussied up for a fucking ticket. She knows what's coming.
Joe, maybe you should have taken a page out of her playbook.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe if you had a pouty herp lip, we wouldn't be paying $2.48 for you. You look like a goddamn serial killer smuggling a young prostitute across state lines. She wasn't a prostitute when you met her, was she, Joe? No, but there's a sex trade, and you're going to get her across that Arizona straight line, and you look pissed because she had a pee.
I look determined.
Determined to get her on the state lines.
I was very not happy in that picture.
Yes.
Hey, I know. Unfortunately, the her in this instance was Davin.
You know what I'm guessing? Davin blocked out. Well, I should be.
This picture was saved to protect the innocent.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to try to find this woman now in Louisiana. I'm going to email her a picture of you driving. She's going to go, where's the pouty lips? You look
pissed. At least he doesn't have the herp lip,
Davin. Who was blocked out in the passenger seat?
Yeah, the
victim. The victim.
Davin. They blocked him out because he was
Exhibit A.
We gotta post those. I look like a creep.
They're familiar with your appearance. Well, you got the chastity sweater on again tonight too, I see.
It's cold.
Do you notice
I look like a faggot, but I'm warm.
There's a picture of
have some
Joe.
Butt sex, you'll warm up.
It's a picture of Joe and his band. They're all flipping the bird. Joe has never looked happier. he's like, look at this obscene gesture. Yay! He's like beaming. He's so happy. Fuck
the band
you!
Is out.
I know.
Have
funny.
You ever pulled I'm going to get this back on topic. Have you ever pulled shenanigans to get out of a ticket? Like she did?
Not shenanigans, but I overplayed a little. I
tickled the balls, didn't you?
I was
a regular blowjob would have been good enough.
I reached all the way around. No,
you're a team player. Who cares about the herp lip?
Yeah, you know, I don't have the herp lip. That's my cat.
No, you got like fissures on your ass. You better hope he doesn't spin you over.
It's a good thing he doesn't reach around.
Yeah. Ooh. I think there's a third hole. What's this?
Yeah. What's this? Oh, man.
It's moist.
It'll do in a pinch.
Gross.
It might pinch.
I want to vomit.
Why, thank you.
You're welcome.
No, I was driving a little quickly. It was nighttime. It was kind of fast. My foot is made of lead.
Okay.
And I was flying down the Palisades Parkway. And I was not paying attention because I had my little, back in the day, I had my little headphones in and I was playing my little Walkman. And I was grooving to the tunes. And I was going really fast, and I went around a state trooper.
Really, Sammy Hager?
Yeah. So when he caught up with me, and I realized, oh, my God. I mean, I ripped the headphones out of my ears, and I dropped it on the floor. I could hear it still playing. I'm like, please let him not be able to hear that.
Not my Sony Walkman.
It was a little knockoff tape player, but I was like, please don't let him be able to hear the music, because he'll know I had earphones in too, and that's another ticket. And he got up to my window, and he said, do you know how fast you were going? And I'm like, no, I don't. And he goes,
according to Sammy, 55.
Yeah.
No, I can't drive that. And
I was doing 54.
He said I was doing 75. And the Palisades Parkway, if you don't know, is 50.
Over $3 trillion in
yeah,
Arizona.
Yeah, it would have been a real problem. So I started crying.
Yeah.
I did. It was nighttime.
But that's not really... see, this girl had a thought-out plan. This is different.
I didn't have a thought-out plan.
I
did start crying, though.
Any chick does that. Yeah. It's blowjob or cry.
Well, I went with cry.
I had a thought-out plan, and it worked. I got a ticket down in Florida, all the way down Florida, driving home. Again, there's not much in the margin, as Joe would say, for these type of shenanigans.
Yeah.
My habit of speeding and my career do not support each other.
Yes, right. Yes, I know. Yes.
So I'm going through this podunk town, get a ticket and everything.
Right.
Yuck. Get a ticket. Mm-hmm. So I write to the judge.
Yeah.
It was a several hundred dollar ticket. I write to the judge.
Several hundred dollars.
Yeah. Because I had...
Out of state, they know you guys.
Oh
yeah, with me in Arizona, they, you know,
yeah,
New Yorker. Like,
they know they have you.
Gonna come fight it? Really? Are you? You know?
So yeah. I wrote to him that I was doing some type of fundraiser, or something, or that I do a lot of fundraisers for the police.
Oh,
so how about if I just do another? Because I can't go down there. Because you can like bargain it. Like if you do something for the community,
right?
Instead of paying,
yes,
you can bargain. So I go, what happens if I do something up here?
Yes.
Like I do a benefit up here and give the pay to you know, I forfeit the pay and it goes to this community. Like do a fundraiser up
right.
here. And he was cool with that.
Really?
So I did that. And I was working for my pal.
Yeah.
And I got paid my normal amount. And everything was fine.
Oh, man. Yeah. You.
Joe likes that idea.
That's brilliant.
Thank
oh
you.
Oh my god.
That's brilliant.
Oh, with the cops because they have the cams and everything.
Yeah,
I've had them send that to me and everything. I don't go quietly into the night. When it was in Jersey, it was a lot worse because there was reciprocity.
You're right.
With the tickets, like those points New York is different, which is why I don't care so much about Joe's situation. Like it's
I mean, it does. I don't care about Joe. Why can't you write the judge and tell him we'll do a show here for like the Indians or something?
You can write
like that.
You can write the judge,
but the cause it was registered to you.
You can write as me. Type it out. Although if it's not, if you don't get,
we'll do a show for the Indians. Oh my god!
Let's get a video of the judge trying to read. We are doing God things for.
check.
Yeah, it's like you just write me.
I've gotten a lot of tickets.
I did
with air, but whenever I get the tickets, like you know what, the day of court because I don't. Maybe he'll get a flat tire. I'm gonna cut his tires. Then I get the crazy thoughts. Oh, I wish I had a gun. Because you know you just think these out like outrageous things because you don't want to pay a $200 stupid ticket. Which is why people who are normal most of the time should not have guns, Joe.
No, they should because what they charge you for those tickets are outrageous. And
yes, but can you imagine if a lunatic like me? Well, fuck it, I'm not paying $250.
Good, good. Then they'll make the fines reasonable.
No.
Yes, Joe. That's the solution.
And they
though.
Should
Come
start
on.
Shooting out those damn red light cameras too.
Oh, man, that is just not fair.
I said we don't need the radar detector. It's mostly like desert. We'll be fine. I didn't know. I was driving with Mario Andretti.
Hardly. He was like we said, he was driving legal speed limit in New York. Nine over is not.
No, this was 11 over. 56.
Oh, 11. Oh, I'm sorry.
You're not even getting started.
That's what I mean. A cop wouldn't even look up.
No.
11 over.
Well, he doesn't have to. He's sleeping. They have cameras to do their work.
The camera does.
Right, right.
The camera was looking up, Joe.
He would not even jostle his coffee for 11 over the speed limit.
Well,
in New York.
You know what? This is a little podunk town. It's midnight. He might notice.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
I wasn't paying attention. I'd been up for like 24
hours. Well, he was sleeping, but yeah. I didn't. You know what?
And I was trying, but then that bright light went off, Joe.
And I
stop taking pictures of me when I sleep, and you creep.
I can't.
Why is my lip bleeding? Are you giving me a herp lip? What are you doing? What is Photoshop?
Why is my belt unbuckled?
Yes, they did. I was never there. This was a carjacking.
Boy, you stupid.
Why is my belt unbuckled, Joe? Oh.
That's not the noise we want to hear after that statement.
Oh.
And, yeah.
I've never gotten out of a ticket. That ticket, I was lucky because I started crying, and I actually was worrying about something because my mom had gotten bad results from a doctor, and I was like, what the hell am I going to do? So I, like, it all came out at once. But I was coming home. I'm listening to my tunes. I'm coming home from a play rehearsal. So I wasn't upset at that moment, not until he pulled me over, and then all of a sudden, no! So he didn't write me for 25 over the speed limit, thank God. He wrote me for failure to obey a sign.
Oh, okay.
So I didn't get points.
That's cool.
He did me a solid.
But a guy can't cry because he's going to, here's the ticket, and this is a summons for a failure, you know, being a faggot with a license.
No, never cry. Oh, but you know what?
I got to bring the sexual orientation into this.
Yeah, really. Oh, by the way, Tom says, didn't I bring up last week that no self-respecting gay person would ever wear that sweater, Joe?
Yes, but you know what? If he was cold, he might. I'm cold.
No.
Well, I'm not cuddling.
Chilly.
And you want to know something? It's going to be May in 2 days. I shouldn't be wearing a sweater at all.
I know, really.
All right, we'll take that up with Mother Earth.
Shall
we do a little in the barrel?
Oh, okay.
All right. All right. For those, usually I go against Joe, but we're not tonight.
Well, that's every day.
Yes. So
this is called life. That's not even in the barrel. That's just like a conversation. That's a conversation. Are we allowed to take notes while we listen?
You can take notes while you listen. Just eats into your time, though, when it's time to go.
Yeah, no, I know.
Actually, we've never taken notes before. It's a memory thing. There's no notes.
Okay.
You can ask to have it repeated.
Okay.
Which also eats into your time.
Okay.
Which eats into your time. So, like, the one who goes second has that advantage.
So you can't
take
notes.
No, we've never
done. I thought we could take notes.
No, we
didn't take notes, but we never had the having it repeated eating into your time before.
Yes, if you're on the clock and you say, can you repeat that, your clock is running.
All right.
Yeah, that's always happens.
Okay.
We don't stop the clock because you need time to think. That's a stalling tactic, and we don't support that.
Stop. I need time to think.
Men have died.
Not at this show, Missy.
You know what? Maybe you better have that...
No, don't worry. I suck at this game. So.
No, but maybe you better have that missile and crashing sound effect ready, because I've never done this before. Be gentle.
Sorry. So here's what we do. I'm going to read we're going to read some stories, and then they're going to go... Each one's going to have a minute to come up with as many funny things as they can about that story.
Mm-hmm.
That's the In the Barrel game. Some of the story's funny, some are not. We'll have Joe go first on the first one. First, I'll play our theme song. We haven't played in a while.
Good evening, and welcome to the Davin's Den Barrel, where we find out who will reside there during the show. Who'll be in the barrel?
I forgot I did this.
Who'll be in the barrel? Because what they said sucked balls. Who'll be in the barrel? We're gonna find out and see. Could it be Pip or Devin? Or our old pal Joey?
Hit that note, stupid.
Our old pal Joey! Oh!
Yeah. Well, Joe already starts off in the barrel for that theme song. Yes, that's right. Pet the sweater. That helps.
I pet the sweater because
now you both get the same. You both get a shot at the story. So it's not like you both get a shot at all these stories and everything.
Oh.
So we'll have Joe go get the first shot. He'll get the minute, and I'll tell Joe when the minute starts. I'll mark down what whether it's funny or not, and then Pip will get a shot.
Okay.
Now I do have to. You know, we have Pip weighing in at whatever she weighs in versus Joe. Now Pip has never done this before.
No.
This is Pip's first time.
Nervous.
And Joe has never even won a round of this before.
Hold on a second. So, say that again. It's my first time.
Yes.
I haven't heard that in a long time.
In the barrel virgin.
Yeah, we have an in the barrel virgin versus an in the barrel jabroni. What are you looking at? Was there a pupil in your bike?
No. There's little hairs or fur or something sticking out of these mic cups.
I blame the cat.
I think that the cat... cat's been rubbing against these or something.
I don't know. It's possible. You ready, Joe?
Yeah.
All right. Ready, Pip? You got to listen to the story.
I'm listening.
All right. Cops say a Tennessee teen who got arrested for driving with a suspended license on Monday had a surprise in store for police. When a female corrections officer at Kingsport Jail performed a search on a 19-year-old Dallas Archer, she allegedly discovered an, quote, unknown object lodged in the young woman's crotch. She alerted another female officer who accompanied her during a further examination. According to documents obtained by the Smoking Gun, the officers allegedly discovered a loaded 5-shot, 4-inch, 22 caliber mini revolver concealed in Archer's vagina. It turns out that the gun was stolen last year when John Souther's car was ransacked in a burglary attempt, cops say. Souther, a 70-year-old retired car salesman, told TSG, the Smoking Gun, that he'd make sure to give his stolen little fellow a bath and bleach. Archer was charged with gun possession and introducing contraband into a penal facility, and later was released on $6,000 bond, according to Gawker. This isn't the first time someone's allegedly been caught with a gun concealed in their nether regions. Last year, an Oklahoma woman was arrested with a loaded 5-shot revolver sticking out of her vagina, cop said. It would seem to be a very dangerous place to carry a loaded firearm, Pontotoc County District Attorney Chris Ross told KFR at the time. If it goes off, it's only going one place. That woman, Christy Harris, also had two bags of what turned out to be meth hidden in baggies in her butt, according to police. Go, Joe.
All right. You didn't tell me your dildo was loaded. let's see. You've got a firing range on one end and a meth lab in the other. Somebody call up the court and tell them that the case is dismissed.
No.
let's see. Stop or I'll spread them.
You're killing yourself by laughing at your own jokes.
I know, I'm trying to stall.
The clock's running.
I understand the clock is running.
That's right, argue with me.
All right. let's see. You've got a 12 caliber vagina down there, huh? That's snuck on ice. It looks like a howitzer in a bush coming out of that vagina.
No. That's time. Joe got three of those. Joe got three. Pip, I will tell you when to go. Let's see. Go.
That's a girl who really likes a good bang. When they said that she was smuggling that gun into a penal facility, it's usually a penal facility anyway. No. I thought that was good. let's see.
This game's a lot more silent when I don't play.
Yeah, you know what? No, it's hard.
Yes. Unlike the gun.
Yeah. Wow. I thought the penal facility was good.
Yeah, keep working.
I'm stuck
about
on
that.
Yeah, I know. I am. I'm stuck.
like a gun.
I know, like a gun. Yeah.
Like a lube your gun.
Generally, when she says she's going to blow, she means something different. All right. Let's see.
You gave her that one?
It's better than the other one.
I think the other one was
That's
better.
Right, arguing her time. Time.
Okay.
Hard. She uses mass and kill. Anyway.
Mass and kill. That's tough.
I thought we were allowed to jot down.
No, there's no notes. It's an improv game.
Trucker Tom's weighing in.
All right, what's Tom
say? He says, her twat is packing heat, and I don't mean gonorrhea.
Now, why can't you guys be like Trucker Tom?
I'm not sleeping in a cab in Wisconsin.
low blow.
Sorry, Tom. You know
Tom
I know.
Tom says, she stashed a dildo conveniently disguised as a derringer. And Ann says, is that a gun in your pants, or are you glad to see me?
All right, the audience is funnier than us tonight.
I know.
All right, so Joe has a 3-2 lead. Joe won round one.
Oh, Lord.
Pip will go first on this one.
No pressure.
All right, you ready? Yeah. Ready to hear the
story? No. Go ahead.
It's hard, right?
It is.
Let's see. Parents can't understand it. Police don't support it. An 8-year-old Michigan boy faces felony charges following an outburst in the back of a police car. Edward Hart, 8, attends a special needs school. His stepfather, Robert Blum, says that staff at Hillsdale Learning and Behavior Center know that about his son's anger issues. He told reporters that he was shocked at the way educators handled the situation when his son ran away from the school on March 19th. He has anger issues. They know this, and they're going to throw him in the back of a cop car all by himself? Blum told Fox affiliate. If they had him under control, why didn't they ride with him in the back of this cop car? In the phone interview with the Huffington Post, Mark Tobias, superintendent of the Allegan Area Educational Service Agency, called the incident unfortunate, but said that the school staff acted according to their training. I'm confident that the teachers followed protocol and were using their best judgment, Tobias said. Tuesday, teachers caught up with Edward shortly after he ran away during school. Allegan City Police were called to the scene and asked to transport the child back to school. According to a police report, the boy then cursed at an officer and assaulted him. He was put in the back seat of the cruiser where he allegedly broke a security camera. Blum said he disciplined his son. Police told Police told WXMI that the only thing they're looking for is $50 to replace the camera. Neither party can understand why prosecutors charged the boy with malicious destruction of police property and resisting and obstructing both felonies. Prosecuting attorney Frederick Anderson said that the charges stand and that it'll be up to the courts to decide whether to pursue them. The boy has been suspended from the school.
How old was the boy?
The boy was 8, and Pip will go now.
Okay. Bad boy, what you gonna do? I'm gonna break your lens in two. Let's see. He's 8 years old. They threw him. Oh, God. This is tough.
Yes, it is.
It's not necessarily funny.
We'll be the judge of that.
I know. Wow. He got sick of acting out in the short bus, so he decided to act out in the police car instead.
All right.
That's sad.
The short bus is always funny.
Yeah, you know, special needs kids. I don't want to go there.
Well, you can. This
I
is
know,
the show for
I
it.
I know, but...
I would.
I know you would. I got nothing.
Clearly.
No, I got nothing. It's your smoke alarm beeping, by the way.
Good, we're all going to die, much like this bit.
Yeah, God. I know, I'm sorry. No, you might as well just time out.
You got two on that one, but Joe's not. Joe might not get more than that. I'll tell you when you can go, Joe. Go.
Tots, shot on location with the men in law enforcement.
That was the one
he's
been thinking
really
about.
Good.
He had the voice and everything.
I guess they're going to have to get him a little small, little short police car, yellow one, to put him in. All right. Let's see. Smile, you're on tarted camera.
That doesn't deserve a point, but I'm giving you one.
Wow.
Let's see. I guess he made his one phone call on a Fisher-Price phone.
Nice.
Let's see. Please, hopefully that's help. let's see. Book him and take away his sippy cup. That made it. Shut up.
And that's time.
All right.
Joe got 4 on that one.
Damn.
Pip got 2. I'm following your model, though, of picking, like, funny stories and, like, serious stories.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't realize how much silence this game potentially can have. I don't recall having so many dead spaces. You got to keep spitballing. Even if it sucks, you just keep spitballing it out.
I know, but it's like I get panicked, and I'm like, nothing.
Really,
nothing,
are you?
Nothing.
I was thinking about, like, a punishment for this, but...
I'm like, nothing. I get panicked.
Well, I'm glad you're not looking at the chat room, because that would be...
No, I'm not. No. Trucker Tom says, new kitty cuffs by Play School.
Kitty cuffs. I like that. All right, Joe goes first on this one. You ready, Joe?
Yeah.
If a German app launched this month succeeds, smartphones could well...
Start that again? That was a little... You garbled out a little
if
bit.
If a German app...
Ah.
Okay, German app, you said?
Yes, an application.
No, it was German, which we couldn't understand.
No, it was English. I promise. I read it.
No. Right, try it.
Thank you, Joe. I will.
Please.
Sure. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If a German app launched this month succeeds, smartphones could well be the next big marketplace for prostitution. Not unlike Uber Sex for sex workers, the Berlin-based Pepper app uses GPS to connect potential clients with prostitutes in their immediate area. Prostitution is legal in Germany, and that's the app's and the app's declared intention is to save prostitutes from having to pound the sidewalks for customers. It was created by Austrian developer Pia Poppenreiter. You couldn't make up her actually genuine last name, which translates loosely as screw rider, who came up with the idea after seeing sex workers out of doors on a cold night. The story always sounds corny, but it's true, she told German startup magazine Rundesisen. She continued, on a late autumn day in Berlin, I was on my way with a friend to a bar on Orenburger Street. It was cold. I had a skirt on myself, and I saw a sex worker on the street. I thought, it's crazy that there's an app for everything, but not for that. Why do they have to stand there all winter day? That thought has never left me. To help make sure that its sex workers don't become part of a human trafficking chain, Pepper interviews its advertisers over the phone before they sign them up, hoping to weed out anyone who's working against their will. The company will also not work with brothels, only individuals and escort agencies.
Who goes first on this one?
Joe's going first in 3, 2, 1, go.
Comes with a GPS, which means guide to pussy spot. Is that a .com address they have? Let's see.
Might have to get Jeopardy music.
I guess it's going to go on the Interfishnet.
All right. realize what I'm dealing with tonight, so.
Yes, yes.
Not great at improv.
No.
No. let's see. Also doubles as a seafood app. Crabs?
No. Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. It's a long time.
It certainly is. Yeah. And that's time. All right, Pip, you'll go in a few seconds. I hope you can be respectable here with a nice representation.
I'll try.
I know you will. In 3, 2, 1, go.
This app was influenced by Sluts on Ice. Let's see.
There's no way.
No, sorry. They're advertising doorway to doorway. This is terrible.
Most silence ever on this show. I used to love this game.
I'm frozen. I can't think of anything. This is too hard. I can't do this.
You're showing that.
I know. I can't. I go blank. As soon as you go, I go blank.
It's done. All right.
Yeah.
Frozen, unlike a German's vagina, because now they won't be. She said she was frozen.
I was.
Frozen. The worst movie ever with German prostitutes.
And it's like it's about prostitutes. One of my favorite things.
Ay, ay, ay. Joe with a 3-0 shutout on that. Joe has won every round, by the way.
I know.
And not in, triumphant fashion, I might add.
A win is a win.
It is. You're happy to get it.
As a Met fan, I'm you.
Yeah, Mookie's going really.
Oh, God. Trucker Tom says, Dom and Hose. We deliver in 30 minutes or less.
Nice. I like that. Yeah. All right, Pip, you go first on this one. You guys ready?
Yeah.
No.
This one's got a little bit this is more up your alley, Pip. I think you'll be fine on this one.
The other story was up an alley, too.
Yeah.
Now you're funny.
Now you're funny.
Not under pressure.
Right.
Nearly 200 passengers have been awarded hundreds of thousands of pounds in compensation after being struck down by a vomiting bug on board atrocious cruises. Holidaymakers had to endure overflowing toilets, urine-covered floors, and lukewarm food on the island escape, on which they suffered diarrhea, stomach cramps, and severe sickness. TUI, the cruise operator, has now agreed to pay a substantial six-figure settlement to the passengers who traveled on board the ship to destinations including Morocco, Gibraltar, Madeira, and Las Palmas between December 2009 and June 2010. Colette Ellis, 59, from Fareham, Hampshire, traveled on the luxury ship for a two-week cruise to mark her mother's 75th birthday. Within days, the entire family was struck with stomach cramps and sickness, which left them confined to their cabin for the majority of the holiday. Both Miss Ellis and her mother still experienced gastric symptoms. Miss Ellis said, "Our holiday was totally ruined. The conditions aboard the vessel were atrocious. On occasions, toilets were blocked and overflowing. Cabins were grubby, and on occasions, food was not served at the correct temperature. This was supposed to be a dream cruise, but it quickly turned into an absolute nightmare. Certainly a Christmas time we wanted to forget. On our return home, both myself and my mom, who was celebrating her 75th birthday, continued to suffer illness. We hope no one else has to go through such an experience like we did." Colette was one of more than 100 passengers who were struck down by illness on the island. Oh, I read that already. They were They repeat the thing. Anyway, they were not warned of the risk of illness prior to boarding. Sunshine Cruise Limited Thompson and First Choice Holidays and Flights Limited have denied liability. But travel lawyers Irwin Mitchell have now secured a settlement of several hundred thousand pounds from TUI in compensation. This was for more than 100 passengers who have been ill and dozens whose holidays were ruined as a result. Passengers affected are expected to receive up to £10,000 each. Irwin Mitchell is also representing 117 further passengers who have made similar claims following trips on the same cruise ship in 2012 and 2013. Elizabeth Tetzner, a travel law expert at the firm, said, "We are pleased for this group of passengers that traveled on board the cruise ship in 2009 and 10 that their legal battle is over and now they will receive settlements after the trips were ruined aboard the Island Escape cruise." A number of the passengers that suffered illness suffered from symptoms such as stomach cramps, diarrhea, vomiting, and lethargy. Aside from making the cruise extremely unpleasant, these types of illnesses can have a debilitating long-term impact on their health. Some passengers had to seek medical assistance on board the cruise ship, whilst others had to seek medical assistance upon return home. Passengers have described to us how these special occasions were ruined by the illness suffered or by the experiences they suffered on board the cruise ship. We hope that now a settlement has been reached, they'll be able to get on with their lives and put this experience behind them. A spokesman for TUI said they did not comment on settlements. Who goes first on this one?
I do.
All right, you can go now.
They want to put the experience behind them like a mop bucket. Talk about a poop deck.
There we go.
Let's see. They were cruising to Las Palmas. It was more like puking between Las Palmas. The hands.
Okay, now that you explain, if you have to explain, it's no good.
Oh, come on.
No.
The poop boat.
Oh, I was waiting for it. You guys suck.
Yes. They call it the Sunshine Cruises. It was more like the Black Hole Sun.
You take it from me from last week, but that's fine.
Oh, did yeah, I?
You, it's
oh.
fine. You need it. Done. Joe.
Hey, is they going to be heading to Gilligan's Bile?
No. Yeah, I'm sure the chat's hilarious. Yeah. You can read it afterwards. Joe's taking his time, pacing himself on this one.
Yeah, I don't have anything on
that. Where we here? Or we don't. Pip is 20 seconds away for her first round victory. Some say Joe's throwing it. Others say, no, it's just Joe.
I actually thought that.
That he was throwing it?
Yeah.
No. He sucks.
No, it's tough.
I know. I play the game, and I win. Nothing.
Nothing.
I'm shocked. I thought that this would be, you know.
I thought I'd pick a good stories here.
Yeah, but you know what it is, though? Is that I used to read a portion of the story.
Mm-hmm.
The more you're giving,
the more nuggets of information there are.
I know.
You got to retain it. But in the past,
he said nuggets.
Yeah, exactly.
You'd think that it would be easier that way, but for some reason, it's like, go. I feel like Cindy Brady.
It's a pressure thing.
It is. This is what made me laugh out loud. Tom says, would you like to seat in the puking or non-puking section?
Come aboard. Our cruise is a gas. Special talents, shitting in the toilet.
Tom says, thank you for flying Virgin of...
Well, that wouldn't make sense. It's a cruise ship.
I know.
It's a cruise ship.
Really?
You're going to raise your eyebrows at that? That was better because you had nothing.
Sensitive Sam. I didn't.
Sensitive Sam.
I didn't raise my eyebrows like that. I'm like,
Listen, they don't have to be home runs.
I did not damn that. I did not damn that.
All right, who goes first on this one? This is the last story.
I do.
Joe does.
All right, Joe.
Poop
ready?
Deck. I'm going to use poop deck.
Oh, sorry.
That was an easy one. Though,
yeah, it was.
Well, that's the advantage of going first on that one.
Yeah.
It's like a roast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, except at a roast, they don't have moments of awkward silence.
The one at your wedding.
Now you're funny. That doesn't count.
Because of the pressure.
All right. Here we go, kids. Here we go. The only thing worse than getting caught somewhere you shouldn't be is getting caught lying about it. That's what happened to Kentucky Senate candidate Matt Bevin on Thursday night when a local news station played a video of the Tea Party Republican at a pro-cockfighting rally saying he would not support future efforts to criminalize the blood sport. Criminalizing behavior, if it's part of the heritage of this state, is, in my opinion, a bad idea. A bad idea! I will not support it, Bevin can be heard saying in the video. Bevin and his campaign had previously acknowledged his presence at the event. However, Bevin denied having knowledge of the pro-cockfighting theme of the rally. It wasn't a cockfighting event. That's where you all need to start telling the truth about what happened, Bevin told MSNBC. This was a gathering of people talking about states' rights. I don't know what they talked about other than the fact that when I was there, I talked about my campaign. But an undercover video taken by Wave 3 News reporter who attended the rally proves that not only did Bevin know he was at a pro-cockfighting rally, he specifically asked American Game Fowl Defense Director Dave Devereaux whether he would vote to support the effort to legalize game cockfighting in the state of Kentucky. I support the people of Kentucky exercising their right, because it is our right to decide what it is that we want to do, and not the federal government's, Bevin said before explaining why he would not support criminalization. When the reporter from the video approached Bevin this week at a campaign event about his comments, Bevin said, I honestly wasn't even paying attention.
No!
I was thinking about what I was going to say. I don't even remember him saying that. Bevin apologized on Friday afternoon for attending the event and insisted that he does not support cockfighting. I am genuinely sorry that my attendance at an event, which other than my comments appears to have primarily involved the discussion of cockfighting, has created concern on the part of many Kentucky voters, Bevin said in a statement to Politico. I am not and have never been a supporter of cockfighting or any other forms of animal cruelty. Bevin is challenging Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell in next month's Republican primary. After Corbin, Kentucky newspaper, the News Journal first broke the Bevin cockfighting story earlier this month, Bevin accused his opponent of making the scandal up to distract people. This is what McConnell does. He makes up lies. He spins the fluff. And all of it is intended to distract people that aren't thoughtful enough to actually dig under the hood and ask hard questions, Bevin told MSNBC. McConnell's campaign called Bevin a pathological liar in light of Thursday's revelation. Matt Bevin's cockfighting episode will go down in history as one of the most disqualifying moments in Kentucky political history, McConnell campaign press secretary Allison Moore said in a statement. 20 years from now, we will all remember the time when the East Coast con man thought so little of Kentuckians that he pathologically lied to us about absolutely everything until an undercover camera caught him red-handed at a cockfighting rally. Polls have shown McConnell leading Bevin by double-digit margins for months. In light of Wave 3 News' undercover video, it's difficult to see how Bevin's campaign is not a cock-a-doodle-done. Cockfighting is illegal in every state in the country. It's not a felony in Kentucky, but penalties for participating can include a year in jail and a Class A misdemeanor conviction. Spectators can expect only modest fines. Who goes first on this one?
Joe does.
I think I do.
Go. Whenever you're ready.
Interesting to see a pussy at a cockfight.
There you go, Joe.
All right. talk about seeing feathers flying. I say, I never seen the man there.
Thank God you can do voices. Because on its merits, yes. Use what you got.
Let's see. First it's cockfighting, then it's going to be vagina wrestling.
I'll look at my cassettes while you think this over. Time, go.
Okay. How surprising, a politician getting caught with cock again.
Atta girl.
You gotta fight for your right to cock fight.
It rhymes, we'll give it to him.
I can't believe that they actually said that he got caught red-handed at a cockfight. He gets caught red-handed in his own cockfight every night.
Yeah, you know what? No, you're not tagging this shit.
No.
Why not?
Don't argue. Keep going, stupid.
All right. I thought that they had, in Kentucky, that they were busy racing horses. Kentucky Derby.
No, I'm aware.
We got it.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Blah, 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 blah.
Shush. Don't distract me.
No, I didn't want to. I just need to fill the silence. It's a radio show.
I know.
Do you?
A cock in hand is worth two in Kentucky.
Good start, but no. And that's time.
Oh, damn.
Well, Joe won that round 3-2.
Damn.
Joe won 4 out of 5 rounds.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. We'll count the total. 3, 4, 7, 10, 13 for Joe. 4, 7, 9 for you. Not terrible for you.
Yeah, it was a dirty victory.
I would have fucking crushed you tonight, I think. You would not have
well,
won
because,
again.
Because
I'm not going to sit here and say improv is not my forte.
No. Nor is being funny.
No. Oh, God. Ann says, I'm never eating KFC again. That's great.
Is it? Yeah, read the chat.
I'm reading. I'm reading them to see what they said.
I'm sure they have funny stuff in there.
Tom says, please ignore the chickens behind the curtain. I don't know what that was.
Not all winners.
All right, a bridge too far, Tom.
All right.
Well,
listen. That was an effort.
Unlike, Tom says, unlike San Francisco, where cockfighting is a whole other sport.
There we go. On that, we'll take our break. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Unique and different, by incorporating guest past and present experiences, The Kerry Edelman Show interviews, explores, and delves into the lives of some of the most fascinating and interesting musicians, comedians, and writers in the entertainment industry today. Check out our show live Monday evenings at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. To listen live or check out past shows, go to blogtalkradio.com/Kerry Edelman.